Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on Monday, May 25th, 2020. Happy Memorial Day to everyone. Thank you very much to all the men and women who have lost their lives in the name of freedom in our country. And thank you to everybody who has served our country in the armed forces. We all appreciate it very much. We will be speaking to former Ohio State and Major League Baseball player Drew Rosinski in just a moment on today's show. Drew is currently one of the stars of the Korean Baseball League, which has been featured live on ESPN and ESPN2 recently. If you're a baseball fan out there and you've been starving for real baseball, the Korean Baseball League has come up large. So we are going to interview Drew here in just a moment. But before we get to that, the beat goes on for Ohio State football recruiting. The Buckeyes landed high four-star corner Denzel Burke yesterday. He is ranked as the number 7 athlete in the country, according to the 24/7 Sports composite, although he will be a corner. The number 183 overall prospect in the country in the 2021 class. 6 foot, 190 pounds out of Scottsdale, Arizona. So Kerry Combs, Ryan Day, and the entire staff, they just continue to kill it. I'm going to throw some numbers at you, Bucknutters. Ohio State has had the number one recruiting class since basically this all started, and they just can keep increasing their lead. They now lead Tennessee, who is second. Ohio State has 301 recruiting points. Tennessee has 259. Pretty big gap, right? No question. What makes it even more of a gap is this. Ohio State's average star rating, 95.34, 19 prospects. Tennessee's average rating, 89.73, 24 prospects. And we know the Buckeyes ain't done and not even close. Now, Tennessee's putting a great class together, but they have no chance at catching the Buckeyes. Clemson has a pretty high star rating. They have the second highest star rating, not as high as Ohio State's, but still pretty high as far as rating of players at 94. So Clemson still has a shot. Ohio State, I've said before, they have the number one class locked up. They pretty much do, but you never know in recruiting. But I would bet heavily Ohio State's going to have the number one recruiting class in the country. And what's interesting is Urban Meyer never had the number one class at Ohio State. He finished second three different times. And frankly, the 2013 class and the 2017 class, if they would re-rank them, would probably both be number one in the country. So Urban, if you want to look at it that way, which is what really counts, Urban landed a couple of number one classes at Ohio State. But as far as the actual recruiting rankings championship, looks like Ohio State's going to win it for the first time in 2021 under Ryan Day. All right, as promised, let's bring in Drew Rosinski, former Major League Baseball player, played 4 years in MLB. He played 2 years with the Los Angeles Angels, played a year with the Minnesota Twins, and a year with the Miami Marlins, and he is now a star in the Korean Baseball League. Drew, it's great to talk to you. What a great time to talk to you coming off your last outing. 8 innings pitched, 0 runs. You guys got the win. You got the win. And the Dinos, my team, 14-3 now, so it's a great time to have you on the show. Welcome in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, we're off to a hot start. We've been killing it. Hopefully keep going from here.
Yeah, it's so much fun. And I'm obviously not the way you wanted it to happen, but the KBO being on ESPN, you guys were on ESPN last night here in the States, ESPN2. That is so cool. Probably nothing you expected would happen, but pretty damn cool.
Yeah, no, it's really crazy. Like We always joke around that, hey, maybe a couple of my friends will check my stats when I'm way over here in Korea. But now I got all my family, all my friends watching it, and feels like the whole U.S. is getting a chance to check in on the KBO. Weird circumstances made it happen, but it's been unbelievable so far.
You played in Major League Baseball for 4 years, of course. When you made the decision in 2019 to come to Korea, was that I know they offered you, like, I believe $600,000. Was that an easy decision for you? Was it a tough decision for you?
It's tough because it's tough to think about leaving your country for a whole, like, year, basically. But, you know, the contract situation's right. The setup they have here for us with the Dinos, it's a great situation. And, yeah, I mean, the guaranteed contract is just something that it's tough to get in the U.S. unless you've had a lot of big league time. So, yeah, a lot of things played into it. But it honestly ended up being an easy decision. And, I mean, we enjoyed it so much here. We're back here for a second year.
I've been following this very closely. I know, like, the fans are very into Korean baseball. We'll get to that in a minute. I know right now you guys are not playing in front of fans. But before we get to that, what's the culture like? What do you like about South Korea? Just tell us Americans what we need to know about South Korean culture.
It's a super respectful culture. Everything is based on age. So there's a ton of respect for any elder. Just like saying, anytime you see a coach or anything in a hallway, someone that's older than you, it's always kind of like a little bit of a bow and say hello. Everyone wants to always be greeted when they walk in a room. Overall, though, everyone's super friendly here. Takes care of whatever their business they need to be taken care of. And, you know, it is tough sometimes with the language barrier. But for the most part, everyone kind of deals with us not speaking Korean. They do the best they can with us, and no one gets frustrated with us. Overall, I would say it's just super friendly, very respectful of everyone. And it's pretty great, actually.
Are the fans more – I know they love their players, all the players. Are they more starstruck when they see a former Major League Baseball player like yourself?
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. It's been weird this year because there haven't been fans allowed. Like, usually our apartment complex here, there's always kids out playing around and stuff in between the apartment buildings, have a little green space for them. And usually I can't walk home without, like, all the kids coming up to me and saying hello and asking for autographs and pictures and stuff. Finally, we took some selfies with some kids yesterday after the game. But usually it takes me a while just to get home with all the kids stopping me and talking to me. Hopefully, as this gets better, maybe we get fans back in the stands. That starts to happen some more because I enjoy that. It's great. Like, you know, in the U.S., I might have, like, one or two people recognize me at all. Like, maybe when I'm in uniform even. Like, that might be the only time. So here it's kind of cool to be a part of that and have kids come up to you and be happy to see you. It's really cool.
Well, now you're a superstar in Korea and in the U.S. So it's worked out great. Let's talk about the fans now. Hopefully they're able to get back. I mean, it's just I didn't follow it till this year, but apparently, I mean, you played last year. The fans are just crazy about baseball in Korea, and it's like a carnival at every game. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it really is. So, like, I mean, it's unbelievable, the fans, the fan experience here. It's just so every hitter that walks up to the plate, they have what they call their fight song. So it's just like a cheer for them. So that we have between like 6 and 8 cheerleaders and a cheermaster who are on a stage, kind of like in our right, like a right field stands, and they are leading all the fans in a cheer. So everyone's standing the whole time when we're hitting, when a hitter comes to the plate, and they're doing whatever arm motions they have for that hitter, and everyone's singing their fight song. And these guys have their fight songs for their whole career, so everyone in the stands knows what song is going on. And the whole place is standing up, singing the song, singing along. Like, it's rocking the whole time. It's really cool. I mean, it's a party. It doesn't matter the score. We could be down 15-0, the fans are still going crazy. And, like, booing's not a thing either. They're just always so positive. It's just very respectful and want the team to do well. They're pulling for them no matter what.
And as a pitcher, if you give up a home run, which you don't do very often, obviously. And they flip the bat, it's all good in Korea, right?
Yeah, that's how they do it. That's just kind of part of their swing. Like, no one freaks out. No one's going to get hit by a pitch the next pitch. Like, it's just what it is. And it's exciting. It's fun to watch. We got a couple characters on our team. We got one guy that, man, if he doesn't do a 360, spin around and maybe fall down during a bat, he didn't have a good at bat. So, like, it's just part of it.
I love it. As a huge baseball fan, I'm curious about this because I know I've read a little bit about this. I think you guys are getting tested twice a day. Correct me if I'm wrong. Just what are the safety procedures you guys are going through?
So masks, like wearing a face mask is just part of everyday life here now. Like, I don't even think about it anymore. We've been here for almost 3 months now, and it's just anytime you leave the house, the face mask is on. When we get to the stadium, there's a temperature check when we get in the field. And then we'll usually go check in the training room too. We'll get a temperature check. When we're on the road, anytime we leave the hotel to get on the team bus, they're doing a temperature check on us. None of us have actually been tested for, we haven't had the Corona test, the COVID-19 actual test. The only time they've done that is we've had a couple people in camp came in that did have a high temperature, and they went and got them a test right away. We shut practice down for the day until they came back and tested negative and resumed practicing. And then in the dugout, once we're in the team's kind of like a family. Once we're in our family space, like in the dugout, in the clubhouse, guys don't have to wear a mask, but all the trainers, all the coaches, any staff are wearing masks and even gloves. Umpires are wearing masks that you've seen on TV. But for the most part, the players are kind of like our own little family unit. We try to, it's a little more free reign once we're in the field.
Obviously right now, Major League Baseball and the Players Association are arguing. Hopefully we'll get a season. They're talking July 4th over here. I'm just curious. I don't know how much into specifics you want to get. What salary concessions did you guys have to make in the KBO?
For us, nothing's changed. We're still trying to play 144 game season. So we're very fortunate. Yeah. We haven't had to go down that road, thankfully. Yeah, it'll be weird playing 144 games. We're going to be playing until probably close to Thanksgiving this year, just because we were delayed a little over a month. So, but yeah, we're very lucky on that front. It's kind of been like almost a perfect time to end up being in Korea. So we were lucky with that.
That's awesome. That's great to hear. Yeah. And what's the situation with your family? I believe you're married. Can your wife, is she with you?
Yes, my wife is here with me. She came when we came March 7th. So happy to have her here. She's awesome. Keeps me going here every day. Yeah, it's great. Lucky she's here.
And you're killing it in the KBO. You're doing great. You did great last year. Your stats are even better so far this year. Last year, I think you had 30 starts, like 177 innings, and you had a great year. Having an awesome year so far through four starts this year. So I assume the goal, Drew, is to get back to the major leagues. But if you don't, is staying in Korea just fine with you?
I mean, it is. I mean, it is tough. Like, we talk to my wife sometimes, like, how long do we want to do this? Like, are we going to go back, start a family back home? Like, try to figure all that out. But honestly, yeah, like, it's always a tough question. Are you trying to get back? Well, when I left Major League Baseball, the last pitch I threw in the U.S. was in the major leagues with the Marlins. So, like, for me, it's not always necessarily like, hey, let's try to get back. It's just let's go pitch well and whatever the best opportunity is for me. If it's here, if it's back in the U.S., whatever that is, Japan even. But no, we've enjoyed it here a lot, and you know, just try to do the best. Look forward just to the next start, and just keep going from there.
Yeah, you put yourself in a great spot. I mean, is it the way you're pitching? You got to feel good about what you're doing right now, I would think.
Yeah, for sure. It's a long season though. Only four starts in. Like you said, I had 30 last year. There's a long ways to go. The big thing now is consistency. Going out there every fifth or sixth day, picking up that ball and going deep into the game. Give our guys a chance to win. As you've seen, the Dinos can score some runs. We'll hit the ball out of the park. So it's just keeping them in the game.
Yeah, for a while I thought you were the highest paid player on the team. I saw you guys got a catcher making a ton of money. Your catcher.
Oh, yeah. He's the man. We call him Hefe. That's his like nickname. He's the man. Behind the plate, he knows all the hitters. He's been in the league a long time. And just hitting too. His hitting's phenomenal. He was probably the best hitter in the league last year and will be again this year. So we're lucky to have him for sure.
And for those that don't know out there that are listening to the show, so each Korean baseball team gets three foreign players. It used to be two, now it's three. So do guys come at you harder when they know you're a former Major League Baseball player? What's that like when you know they're coming at you?
You know, I do think they do take different at-bats because they want to get a hit off you, and they know, like, they're going to have to bring it that day because we're going to throw some good stuff at them. But, you know, it's still just baseball. Once we get in the game, everyone's just trying their best to compete. You know, guys are super competitive. They want to get a hit no matter what, whoever's out there. So I don't think it changes a whole lot.
All right. We've talked a lot about your personal career. Let's have a little fun now. Let's talk Buckeye football. How often do you follow the Buckeyes? How big of a Buckeye football fan are you? And just your thoughts on the current state of Ohio State's football program.
Oh, you know, I won't say we're crazy followers, but we do pay attention to the games. Honestly, I listen to it on the radio a lot, the radio call. But, you know, the football program, I mean, it's phenomenal. The way they win every year, it's just crazy how consistent they are. The talent that comes through Ohio State, it's incredible. But, you know, every year we're hoping they win. Love watching them get to the playoffs and hopefully win the whole thing this year too. Hopefully there is a season, whatever happens with that.
Yeah, let's pray there is a season. I think there will be. Where the momentum continues to mount. Let's talk Buckeye baseball. You pitched for the Buckeyes from 2008 till 2011. What are your thoughts on the state of the program? I feel like they're doing well, but Drew, I feel like the Buckeyes can do more with baseball. I know we're at a disadvantage in the North. I get it. But what are your thoughts on the Buckeye baseball program and what it can be?
The disadvantage in the North is tough, man. That's one of the biggest just factors. Because, like, you'll see, like, out of the gates, it's tough. I mean, you're traveling every week to go down to Florida or somewhere warm to play and trying to do school. That's a tough. Like, I mean, you might leave on a Wednesday night, Thursday morning. You're missing class. You're traveling. And then we did that. I know my sophomore year, I think we played more games in the state of Florida than we did at our home stadium. So, like, that disadvantage of being in the North is so hard for baseball. But, you know, Coach Beals runs a great program. Guys work so hard in there. It's very sad that I think they could have had a great season this year that it got cut short. But, you know, I'm in there working out all off season. I'm very lucky and fortunate that they let me in there to do my work in the off season. And I see so much hard work from those guys, and I think they put it all out there. I think sometimes just that disadvantage of not being able to kind of like play year round like the teams in the South are, it's tough. But no, I'm always super proud of them anytime they win, and hopefully they just keep it going. I mean, they won the Big Ten tournament, not this season, obviously, but last year and made the regional. So I think regional appearance, I think that's hopefully can expect that from them. And I think that's a good start for them and keep going from there.
I asked you earlier about the culture in South Korea. I would just want to get one more comment. Just like tell us more about like hobbies that you're doing out there, just fun things that maybe Americans don't know about, like what you guys are doing in South Korea and what's cool over there.
So I love, we don't have a car, so you can get around by taxi, but our favorite thing is I have a little electric scooter, which don't tell my manager I ride it because he's not the biggest fan of that. But me and my wife bought our own like the bird scooters you'd see downtown kind of thing. Like, I don't know what they are on this bird. Yeah. But, we ride those all over and see everything. Like any city we go to, I even bring it with on the road. We'll go whatever there is to see in that city. There's some really cool stuff, like old like temples and stuff. We'll go visit and see. It's a beautiful country. It's unbelievable. Like, it's not a very big country. I think it's comparable like to the size of Indiana, but there is 50 million people here. So it's kind of surprising how rural it still is. Every like flat area is a big city, but there's so much like kind of rolling mountains, kind of like Southeast Ohio kind of feel to it. But, you know, we like to do the normal stuff we do in the U.S. too. We go bowling. We go eat ice cream, the normal stuff. It is a little hard in season because I'm so focused on baseball that I would love to go fishing and do all kinds of crazy stuff. But I try to save my energy the most I can for the baseball season.
I've asked you a lot of my questions. I always like to finish these up with letting you say anything that you wanted to say that I didn't ask you. Anything you want to say to Buckeye anything you want to say to Buckeye baseball fans or Buckeye football fans or just baseball fans in general? Anything you want to leave us with, Drew?
Oh, you know, cheer for the Dinos. Where I know that's all there is out there to watch. So
yes, sir.
Yeah. So, Buckeye Nation, you guys are the best. The fans are amazing. And the fans here in NC are awesome too. So I just cheer for the Dinos. Let's go. What they say here is fighting. That's like, let's go, Korean style. So fighting Dinos, let's keep it rolling and hopefully keep you guys entertained back there while we can.
I'm going to get some Dinos gear. There's no doubt about it. I'm going to be wearing it proudly here in the capital of Ohio. Drew Rosinski, you are the man. I appreciate you joining me. This is definitely my first conversation with anybody in Korea. Really cool. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on. Anytime you want to know what's going on here too, I'm happy to talk.
I appreciate that so much, and good luck to you, and keep killing it, my friend.
All right, thank you so much. We'll do.
Thank you very much to Drew Rosinski for joining us on today's show, and thank you to everybody who tuned in to listen. I really appreciate it. Again, if you like the show and you're listening on Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star review. It really helps. If you're listening on YouTube, subscribe. That also really helps. I really appreciate all you guys tuning into the show. Let's hear that Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.